If you're an entrepreneur looking to spread the word about your technology or techniques that have already made a difference, the NHS Innovation Accelerator may be for you. The aim is to attract innovations around core themes. This year, they range from maternity and mental health to cancer and cardiovascular disease. Getting involved could lead to a longer relationship, a three-year fellowship which offers access to a pool of people who've already enjoyed success, a learning programme and more. At this year's Confed Expo in Liverpool, I spoke to an existing fellow, Anne Suzanne Ali Hassan, Deputy Director of the NHS Innovation Accelerator, who explained more about how it works.
The NHS Innovation Accelerator is a national programme and it's actually delivered in partnership with the Academic Health Science Network. So the programme supports and accelerates innovation across NHS England, advising companies on evidence, supporting them with their adoption and uptake. There's a big mentorship scheme involved, and we're really there to accelerate innovation into practice. So a supporting function for all of the good things you were talking about.
Because it is hard, isn't it? If you're an entrepreneur, we'll hear from one just a second, to try and sort of breach the NHS, get into a business that is huge and is crying out for innovation. There isn't like a one, you know, an 0800 number or a simple way in, and this is what you're trying to achieve, isn't it?
Absolutely, and that's really why the AHSNs were formed, to support regional uptake, recognising that there was real differences across the system in disease burden, demographics, finances, all of the above. So the AHSNs are really there existing to represent that. The NIA is a national programme, really leverages those networks, and we're really here to support and help that entry for companies and UK SMEs.
And you have ambassadors. Let's hear from one now, Elliot Engers from Infinity Health. Thanks for joining. Tell us a bit about what you do, first of all.
Thanks, Nigel. So Infinity is, we would describe it as a task management platform. What that means is we make it easier for staff to coordinate the care that they provide. So we provide digital tools that either sit in their pocket or on the computer on the ward that allows them to know what needs to be done for which patients, who's doing it, and when it needs to be done.
And it's all digital, from the sounds of it, and I imagine that health perhaps wasn't the first application you thought, or was it?
Health was the first application. My co-founder was a doctor working at Stanmore Orthopaedic Hospital, and for years had that frustration of using paper notes. A lot of the communication was in WhatsApp messages, which is non-compliant. Health was our target, and it's the only thing we have any time for, actually.
So tell us about the history of the organisation. Was this 4 or 5 years ago? What was your kind of route to where we are today? You're talking here at Confed.
The journey's been a little bit longer than that, and I think that that's one of the greatest things about the NIA, actually. So our journey has been 8 years to date, and that's because what we're trying to do is change some very long-standing processes that we would describe as mission critical. So if you're going to change those, you need to be very, very sure that what you're replacing it with is better than what they're currently doing, and building that evidence base takes time. In Infinity, we see four main areas of compliance that are important. So security, data security and privacy. So we work now with another NHS Innovation Accelerator company, Orca, to work on something called the DTAC, Digital Technology Assessment Criteria. That's a security aspect. There's clinical risk management, so we subscribe to a standard on that as well. And we're also looking into health inequalities and environmental standards.
I mentioned before to Susie about, you know, how hard it is to get to the NHS and into the NHS and become part of an accepted supplier. What was your journey like? Go on, she is listening. I'm sure she'll take it on the chin. But what was it like then, your process to bring you know, success?
So our process was to apply 1 year and fail because we were too soon. We didn't have at the time we had had a pilot, but we hadn't had an NHS customer. And I think that being on the programme then would have been a waste of a space on the programme. We reapplied the following year and were successful. And I'm glad we weren't successful that first year, because we've extracted much more value this year.
Did you get feedback? What kind of guidance were you given?
We were given great feedback. And it was exactly that. It was that the NHS Innovation Accelerator is that national programme that for me is at the top of the mountain. So we were at Digital Health London Accelerator in a local accelerator. In that programme, we managed to achieve our first NHS commercial contract. And it was once we had done that we basically graduated to the NIA.
What advice would you give to people who perhaps where you were 8-10 years ago now, got this idea, think the time's right, not sure where to start? What would you say to them?
Give the advice that I was given, which is that you have two ears and one mouth and act accordingly. So spend as much of your time listening to your users, listening to your stakeholders, listening to the mentors that the accelerator programs can introduce you to. Work with the AHSNs to really understand what the needs are locally, because you'll have an idea about what your product can do, and the market will have a very different idea about what they think they can use it for. And listening to them and then adapting to that is key.
That's good to hear. I mean, Susie, the stories like that must be heartening to hear. I mean, you didn't give up, you did come back, took your feedback on board, and it's progressed. But, you know, how hard is it then for you to perhaps to, you know, talk to businesses like Elliott's, you know, and say, look, you're not quite ready yet, but we'd like you to come back? Given the, you know, the plethora of examples that are around today, you must come to a point where it's saturation. There's almost too much coming for you to think about. So how do you do it? What tips have you got for people?
Well, I think the point is that we want them to come back. So, you know, that there is always going to be a need for innovation and for new technology to support and sustain the NHS in general. So we want them to come back. We want them to work with us, and we want to help them move through the system. We're partnering with the Clinical Entrepreneur Programme, the SBRI funding call. You know, we're part of a big ecosystem of supporting organisations. It is hard, but I think once you move through, and as Elliott has described, you know, listening to people along that journey is mission critical, really. Advising them is tricky, and I think that's why the HSNs and the local need and developing and honing in on that value proposition for the NHS is key for all innovators.
And what about the future? The people listening to this, hopefully inspired by what they've been hearing, want to get involved. How can they do it?
The NIA programme is run annually. We're launching a new call on the 1st of September. There are a number of themes that we have prioritised, particularly around health inequalities also, and supporting NHS recovery and operational challenges post-pandemic. But do get involved and get in touch with the NIA. We're running a number of roadshows over the next 6 weeks across the country. Innovators are really welcome to come along and take part. I think our website is probably the best place for people to find those dates.
And any themes at all for innovators for the coming year that you want to highlight?
Yeah, so core priority really areas, so maternity, mental health, severe mental illness, cancer, respiratory disease, hypertension and cardiovascular disease, and urgent and emergency care is really critical.
And Elliott, for you, the future's bright?
The future's a lot brighter than it was before we joined the NIA, for sure. We've been implemented in 10 NHS organisations. We're working with about 40,000 frontline staff. We feel like we're just getting started.
And 8 years ago, if you cast your mind back to where you were then to where you are now, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling really good about Infinity. It's been a long road, but I've also seen the infrastructure that supports innovation evolve enormously, and central to that is the Academic Health Science Network up and down the country. They're such a force for good in innovation adoption, and the NIA itself sort of been connecting all of those things and putting 12 companies in a year at the front of that innovation has been enormously valuable to Infinity.
Elliott Engers from Infinity Health and Suzanne Ali Hassan, Deputy Director of the NHS Innovation Accelerator. To learn more, search nhsaccelerator.com. This is Nigel Thompson. Thanks for listening to this AHSN Network podcast. There are many more available. Just search AHSN Network wherever you acquire your podcasts.